It is Hit 100.9. Jimmy Nay, thanks for joining us. And of course, Jim, at the end of last year, six children sadly lost their lives and two were critically injured. This is horrific. In a tragic accident at Hillcrest Primary School. But the Hobart fitness community, they're coming together through a virtual rally. Get this, to raise funds for the families of Hillcrest. It's an awesome thing. And please welcome event organiser Mel Goforth. Mel, welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
We are fantastic, Mel. I mean, obviously, we did address it on the show last year when this tragic event did happen. Horrible thing to rock, not just the Tasmanian community, but the Australian community.
International news. Yeah. Horrible, awful.
Mel. But what an awesome idea, this virtual rally for Hillcrest. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So we've kind of got everyone that we can together to just come together and, you know, show our support and raise some extra funds. They've obviously raised a hell of a lot of money already. Mm. But we wanted to kind of just show our support and, you know, being over the Christmas period and the New Year period, not a lot of things really happened. So what we're asking people to do is to join us on the 30th of January and complete 6 kilometres. 1 kilometre, which will represent each life that's been lost. And you can do that as a walk, as a run, do it on a scooter, you know, whatever you like, whatever works. You can get your family and your friends involved as well. And because obviously COVID is such a huge thing down here at the moment, you can do it safely in your own area.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the idea of being able to do it on a scooter as well. Jimmy and I are big fans of the electric scooters.
Yeah, are you talking like acoustic scooter or an e-scooter?
Yeah, analog or electric.
Oh, look, whatever works.
Whatever you can get your hands on. I suppose, and you could also, I guess, do this at whatever gym you go to as well, on the treadmill or the bike or something.
Absolutely, that's exactly right. And we've got about 30 gyms which are actually doing their own fundraising efforts. So it's not just the virtual rally that's happening, but each individual club has kind of jumped on board and they're doing their own things in-house. So we're hoping it's going to be really successful and raise a decent amount of money.
I'm sure it will be. I mean, Mel, something Jimmy and I talk about on the show a lot is the generosity and the support offered by the Hobart and more widely Tasmanian community. I mean, again, this is a perfect example. But how do you go about organising something like this? I mean, you just mentioned 30 gyms, which is a huge amount of gyms and people going to get involved and stuff. How do you go about rallying the support for something like this?
Look, you asked the question. And that's been our big thing. So it's myself and another girl, Jade, who we put our heads together over Christmas and we just asked the question. We sent out messages and we contacted people that we knew. And, you know, you don't know unless you ask.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, it was really tough. You know, I mean, it was at the end of last year and you sort of mentioned it there. You know, it was all anyone was really chatting about over the summer, especially anywhere that Nathan and I went. But I guess that was, you know, the hard thing that people were traveling and doing things that there wasn't the opportunity to do a lot of fundraisers. I mean, when did the idea, I guess, to come up with this happen?
Look, you know, I think for both of us, Jade's a mum to be, and I actually have a son who was in grade 6 last year, and it really hit home for us. And we kind of went, you know what, it could have been my son, it could be any of our friends or family. And we just went, we have to do something extra. You know, it was Christmas and we felt that people donated money, but why can't we still pull together and actually get something happening? So the original idea was to have a physical event, and unfortunately we put a lot of work in over Christmas and organised this for Carnelian Bay, but we had to change tactics because of COVID. So, you know, we still wanted something to go ahead and this is the way that we can do it.
Can I ask, Mel, you know, going back to the end of last year, you just said that your child is in grade 6. I mean, how did you feel in that moment when you found out that news?
Oh, look, to be honest, I did have a cry. Yeah. You know, he went to school that morning and he didn't actually go to school. He went to a leavers breakfast with his classmates and they walked from the Grand Chancellor back up to their school and then they went to Sandy Bay for a barbecue. And they weren't in the school grounds at all that day. You know, anything could have happened to them. And it was just that it really hit home that, you know, we're so lucky that our kids are coming home and I was able to tuck them into bed that night. I just can't imagine what the families and the community are going through. You know, it's absolutely heartbreaking and just devastating.
Absolutely.
You would never imagine, couldn't imagine it.
100%. No. Well, that's why what you're doing, I mean, is so important, Mel. And, of course, once again, the Hobart Tasmanian community rallying behind it. The virtual rally for Hillcrest. Now, I believe you can go, the link is via the Facebook page, yes, to get involved?
Yes, it is. It's not a Facebook page. We have a Facebook event, but we are on Instagram. So if you want to have a look on Instagram, We Work Out for Hillcrest, all of the information is available on there. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to flick us a message.
Absolutely.
Or if you're a member at a gym and they're not mentioned as a participating gym, get them involved.
Totally. And I'm reading here, $10 for adults, $5 for kids, 12 and under, all the ticket sales added towards the We Work Out for Hillcrest GoFundMe tally. Mel, we wish you all the best. Anything we can do to help out, you make sure you let us know, and good luck with it, okay?
That is great. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for your help.